This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Happy Friday. It's been a fun week on the Brett Maga Show because we've done Homecoming Spirit Week. It all comes to an epic ending. Wait till you see what we're wearing today. We'll tell you more about that later on in the show. That's some good news. AB, what you got?
Humans might not be the only people addicted to coffee. Monkeys might be too. And I'll explain how next.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news?
Okay.
Let's hear it.
A pet monkey named Ava got loose in California last week, and two city officials found her hanging off of a parked SUV, but they had a cup of coffee with them, so they were like, okay, we're going to take the lid off the coffee, put it on the ground, and see if the monkey will come over and investigate it, and it worked like a charm, and they were able to catch her as she was, like, investigating / sipping on the coffee, and now she's back home safe and sound.
I mean, yeah, everybody loves a PSL.
Legit, everybody loves a PSL.
The polls are open.
All right, poll today on the Brett Maga Show finally completes our Homecoming Spirit Week. Happy Friday. All week long, we've been doing different themes for every single day. Wait till you see the ending theme. It is epic and the most fun. You can see those pictures. Follow along on our Instagram, the Brett Maga Show. We're also taking it back to the high school days. We're kind of doing like the high school trades. You know, like if you're at the lunchroom, you're like, hey, which snack would you like to make a trade for? This is like the ultimate dessert. Rice Krispies versus, I put Twinkie, but you can substitute like a ho-ho or, you know, a Swiss roll if you're more of a chocolate fan. Rice Krispie versus, you know, the filling, cakey type of dessert.
Oh my gosh, runaway winner, Rice Krispie treat all day, every day. I've never enjoyed like a Little Debbie product. Like those chocolatey things are horrible to me.
I'm telling you, man, if you get like a Star Crunch or if you get like the Little Debbie, like you even said, man, those little cakes. I love those. Snack cakes are great.
Yeah. I mean, I love them both, but I think I have to go with the Twinkie type stuff.
Anything
stuff. You eat a Rice Krispie like every day. Because we don't have Twinkies in this building.
Yeah, yeah. Swiss rolls, I think, honestly, for the win for me.
Yes,
but
like
Twinkie,
great.
Any of that cake stuff, way better. Rice Krispies are better homemade. Like the packaged ones, okay. But man, any of those Little Debbies, automatic winner for me.
The polls are open.
Brett better keep it moving.
All right, I'm going to put 2 minutes on the clock, and then I'll read off a headline. And Hannah, you tell me which ones you care about and which ones I should just keep it moving on.
Okay.
We'll cover everything that's trending in 2 minutes because we know life is busy. When asked to describe their relationship with work in one word, these are some of the words people chose.
I said chaos, but what are the other people saying?
Tired, surviving, unfulfilling, necessary.
Ouch.
Wow.
Smitted tired.
Almost half of American employees considered quitting because they felt emotionally exhausted at work.
Oh, that's terrible.
I unfortunately believe that's true.
Wow, we didn't know this about you, Hannah.
Hannah just quit on the spot, guys.
She just quit on the spot.
No.
The greatest horror villain in every decade over the last 100 years.
For Kev, I'll take this. I know this is like to the core for him.
Kevin, I want to go back to the 1920s, but I'm not.
Okay,
I know Kevin's like, that's what I was, you know, my favorite.
I didn't even know there was
it Hunchback of Notre Dame?
No, it wasn't. It was like Dracula in the 1930s. Oh, okay. In the 1960s, it was Psycho. 70s, Michael Myers, Halloween. Ooh. 80s, Freddy Krueger. 90s, Candyman. The 2000s was Jigsaw. 2010, Annabelle from Conjuring. And then 2020, The Art of the Clown.
The Art the Clown, yeah, Art from... Clown. Oh, what's that?
It's like Terrifier.
Terrifier.
I know. Yeah. Pennywise didn't make it, guys. That's crazy.
Rude.
Art's a Terrifier.
I didn't know Candyman was scary. I thought that was good. Someone say, you want to see Candyman? I'd be like, yeah.
You've never heard of that before? Go into the bathroom and say Candyman three times and see if you survive.
Let's not.
Hannah loves Halloween. She's going to do it.
I do love Halloween.
I'm down for it.
I might try it.
These are the most stolen items at Target.
Oof. What are they? Swimsuits?
No, who steals swimsuits?
I know people.
I know people. That was a thing.
That's a thing.
I didn't even know you
Don't
really,
do it, guys.
I don't even
don't
think you're supposed
it,
to try
it's
them
It's not
on.
Worth it.
Electronics, razor blades, and number one,
oh
honestly,
my gosh.
Is toys. Razors
hey,
are super
Is that Kevin?
I know, that's what I thought. It's Kevin stealing toys.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
Ben, how are you, buddy?
I'm great. How about you?
Good. Ben, can we call you Benny?
Yes.
All right, cool. I just thought that was like Benny, fun. Benny Blanco, kind of fun. All right, Benny the man over here versus Hannah. Hannah, are you ready to take on our good guy, Benny?
I am ready, and I'm going to be going to get myself an energy drink while you guys are playing.
Oh, dang, Ben. She's
what a
so,
great idea.
She's so scared of you, she's going to get an energy drink to compete against you,
right,
buddy. Yeah, that's what it is. All right, Hannah, leave the room. Go get your energy drink. We're going to ask five pop culture questions to Ben. Hannah's leaving. Grab me one, too, girl. And when she comes back, she will hopefully be energized and get less right than you, though. Okay, Ben?
Sweet.
All right, here we go. What clothing company did Sydney Sweeney model for?
Ooh.
It went viral. Kevin recreated it on
Instagram. I recreated it, Ben. So if you need to phone a friend, I'm here for you, buddy.
I do. I need to phone a friend.
All right.
Go ahead. Kevin, who dressed as Sydney Sweeney, balloons and all.
It was American Eagle.
That's right. You know those jeans, Kev. Ben, what number phrase is popular with young kids right now?
What numbered phrase?
Yep, there's a number phrase that's going around the schools.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Two numbers.
Oh, boy. 1080?
1080, okay. All of a sudden, it's going to catch on.
I like
Ben's
the guess.
Start, 1080! Yo, man, you heard about 1080. 1080. Love it. It's not correct, but I can't wait for it to go viral on TikTok, Ben. Whose wedding did Taylor Swift recently give a speech at?
Oh.
Stick with your name, Ben, like Benny.
Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco.
Yeah, there you go. We recently had a health scare with Dolly Parton. Who is Dolly Parton's goddaughter?
Oh, no. Kelsey Ballerini.
All right.
Yeah, that's a good guess.
Yeah. Earlier this week, an athlete was criticized for duping fans for doing the decision, a second decision. Who did the first decision And now recently teased us with the second decision. It ended up being like a Hennessy collaboration or something.
Oh, geez. I have no clue.
Big basketball player who made a big decision a long time ago.
LeBron James?
Yep. Good guess. There you go. Nailed it.
Yeah, nice.
All right. So
Yay.
You got 3 out of 5. We're going to see how Hannah does after she got that energy drink. Okay, Ben?
All right. Perfect. Thank you.
All right. Hold on. We'll bring her back in the room next.
Hannah's homeschool. Hannah's homeschool.
All right. We got Hannah back into the room. What do you got, Hannah?
I have my OG Alani Pink Slush drink.
She got, well, used to do the cotton candy, but they canceled it. Or
why would you bring up that?
Sorry. Yeah. It was seasonal. All right, Ben was just answering 5 pop culture questions while Hannah was grabbing an energy drink to play Hannah's homeschool. And we're going to ask Hannah the same questions. She couldn't hear the questions because she was out getting energy drinks. Ben, tell her how you did.
I got 3 out of 5. Generously.
3 out of 5, not bad.
Okay, pretty good.
All right, tie does go towards Hannah. We'll see if you can at least tie him. What clothing company did Sydney Sweeney and Kevin model for?
American Eagle, of course.
Right.
Yep.
I really only knew it from Kevin.
Yeah, if you want to see Kevin dressed as Sydney Sweeney, you can go to our Instagram page, The Brett Magus Show. It's worth it. What number phrase is popular with young kids right now?
6-7.
6-7? Or, as Benny would like to point out, 1080!
1080!
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It's catching on.
That's with the boomers.
Whose wedding did Taylor Swift recently give a speech at?
Selena Gomez.
Well, we recently had a health scare with Dolly Parton. Who is Dolly Parton's goddaughter?
Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus, yes. And earlier this week, an athlete was criticized for duping fans for doing the second decision. Who was that?
Jerry Jones?
No, it was not.
Didn't he get in trouble,
for
though?
For flicking people off. Yeah, I don't know if that was the second decision.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
That was just a poor decision.
Yeah, it was just a poor decision. No, it was LeBron James.
Oh.
That's okay. 4 out of 5.
I knew something in the sports world, at least.
Yeah. LeBron James actually getting sued for that, actually. Ooh. It doesn't matter. Hannah got the win. 4 out of 5 for Hannah. Yeah, congratulations.
Shout out Benny.
Benny, you get to shout out Hannah, though. You know what to do. You got to say, this is Benny, and I got schooled by Hannah.
This is Benny, and I got schooled by Hannah.
Mega Minds.
It's the Brett Mega Show Mega Mind question of the day. See if you can get it. 58% of us have done this while shopping.
I'm going to say FaceTime.
FaceTime while shopping.
You need help. You need someone to
friend.
Tell you whether your outfit's cute or ugly.
You never FaceTime me before, and I'll tell you.
Mm.
Kevin.
I think it's cut in line.
All right.
Tea.
I'm kind of thinking the same way as Hannah, but I'm thinking just sending someone a picture.
Okay. I think more people probably do that than like 50%, 58%. I think a lot of people ask for advice.
Mm-hmm.
No one got it correct. 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. If you can figure it out. 58% of us have done this while shopping. What is it?
Mega Minds.
Let's do it. We're 60 minutes commercial free. Got the answer to the Mega Mind question on the Brett Magus Show here. 58% of us have done this while shopping. What have we done while shopping?
The musician family texted in and said, eating the food before you buy it.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Shout out Cheeto King on the Brett Magus Show. Teacher Suzanne texted in and said the same thing, eating stuff before you buy it. Paul kind of said something a little similar. He said eating fruit.
Eating fruit? Very specific,
right.
Paul. No.
Yeah, he's going in the bag of grapes for sure. And then Heather texted in and said, forgetting where you parked.
That's the correct answer.
Yeah. Yep.
58% of us walked out of the store.
Right,
I do forget all the time, though.
Yeah,
I'm
I
like,
do, too.
Wrong?
Yeah, so I'm surprised it's not higher.
Yeah, I was surprised. 58% of people have forgotten where they parked while shopping. We are going to finish Homecoming Spirit Week. And we look absolutely ridiculous. Why are we getting such weird looks in the office? What are we wearing for our last Homecoming Spirit Week theme is next. Happy Friday and happy last day of Homecoming Spirit Week. This is always a fun, interesting week. And boy, has it ended interesting. It's Homecoming Spirit Week on the Brett Magus Show. And so we dress up in different themes and different ideas. You can follow along with all the pictures and all the different themes on our Instagram page, The Brett Magus Show. But in honor of Wicked for Good coming out and the four of us being just, four friends like the Wizard of Oz, we are dressed up in full-on Wizard of Oz gear to complete Homecoming Spirit Week.
Yeah, you know, I love this because I really thought the girls were going to be the witches. I thought we were going to see the Glinda Elphaba, but we've got the original cast.
We got the OG.
This is awesome.
We got the OG. We didn't go Wicked for good. We got the OG that leads to it all. And Kevin, since you just said it, though, which one would have been Elphaba? Which one would have been Glinda?
I think it's pretty obvious.
I think AB would have been Elphaba.
Yes.
I think Hannah would have been Glinda. Yes, yes.
So Kevin, tell everyone what you're wearing.
So I'm the one without a brain. I'm dressed as a scarecrow.
Full on green outfit, straw coming out, everything.
Yeah, this was a $15 buy on Amazon.
Yeah, you make a good scarecrow, Kevin. I saw you walking from the bathroom, and I like just from across the building. I'm like, he's a good scarecrow.
Oh well, thank you. And you make a great lion yourself.
Yeah, I'm feeling fuzzy and free over here as the cowardly lion. AB just clipped my tail on my in my pants, and I thought I'm like wearing a jacket. I thought she'd clip it to the jacket, but she pulled my pants
down the pants.
And, yeah.
There you go. Yep. Tail is on. And AB, you are?
I'm Dorothy, so I have my little dress on. I have red heels on.
They're perfect.
And pigtails.
And?
Oh, and I have Toto. It's technically a lion, and it's my sister's warmy. But it's Toto.
Oh. It's Toto, for sure. And a little dog, too. And I'm dressed like a hip-hop dancer.
you look like MC Hammer.
When I was getting coffee this morning as the Tin Man, in all full-on Tin Man outfit, gloves on. The little hat on. I went to Starbucks to get a coffee, and the guy goes, real cool outfit, man. I like it. It's very cool.
Did you explain we're doing Spirit Week?
Hell no. I said, thanks, man.
You probably look like a murderer, for
what?
Sure.
You have an axe.
I do have an axe. I look cool.
And gloves.
I feel like if you see someone roll up to the drive-thru, you think, damn, that must be in style now.
At 4 a.m., it hits different.
It does. If you want to see us dressed up in all Wizard of Oz gear, check it out on our Instagram, The Brett Mega Show. Check out the Tin Man, Scarecrow, Cowardly Lion, and, of course, Dorothy. Speaking of homecoming week, it always ends with the big football game, Friday Night Lights.
Mm-hmm.
So we sent Hannah to go play football. Mm-hmm. How did that go? You're going to hear it for yourself in less than 3 minutes on the Brett Mega Show. Homecoming Spirit Week is on and absolutely ridiculous today. We all dressed up like the Wizard of Oz. Hannah's the Cowardly Lion. Mm-hmm. AB is Dorothy. Kevin and I are the Scarecrow and Tin Man. You can see those costumes on our Instagram page, The Brett Mega Show. We've done this all week. Every single day, we've gotten looks in the office. People think we're absolutely crazy. And it completes a fun one on the final day. But what always ends homecoming week, it's a football game,
yep.
Friday Night Lights. That's where we get all dressed up, get ready for the big homecoming game. And so this year, we've sent Hannah to play some football. Hannah went back and played Powder Puff football because that always happens during homecoming week. There's a homecoming game, and then there's the Powder Puff game. And so Hannah signed up for Powder Puff. You thought it was going to be Powder Puff, but it was pretty intense, huh?
Dude, this was like more legit than the NFL. I am
more
not
legit
kidding.
Than the like, NFL.
It was not like, oh, like fun and free, like laughing, hair blowing in the wind, you maybe catch a ball. No, it was like drills, warm-ups. Everybody knew the plays. There was like a legit playbook.
What,
I didn't even know how to
read
it.
What was a play that you
it.
Had to run?
6-7 was one of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, six,
of course,
that's
sure,
true. That was one of them.
Yeah, they're like, hit the 6-7. I'm like, what? There were like X's and O's and arrows. And I mean, AB, am I not kidding? Like, it was intense.
It was intense. And Hannah was getting yelled at.
Like, really?
Yes. There was
because you were so bad? Why did you go there and show? Why were you so bad?
I just showed up and I was getting yelled at, honestly.
Okay, if you want to hear what it sounded like, Hannah doing these intense drills, this is what it sounded like when Hannah was playing Powder Puff with some high school girls.
All right, ladies, run it up.
What are we doing?
Wait,
ladies?
Are you doing it?
I am.
This Part- is O-line.
All right. What does that mean?
We don't need you.
Wait, I'm not ready.
Tracy, where are you going?
Yeah! I almost broke a nail. That was the most athletic thing I've ever done in my whole life.
That was the most athletic thing you've ever done your entire life?
Correct. You caught a ball.
Did you catch it there? That was you catching it?
Yeah, something. Did you hear me getting
wreck.
Why were they? Was it physical? Was it a flag?
Oh, yeah,
football?
This wasn't more legit than the NFL. I mean, yeah, it was crazy. And also, I want to say that nobody wanted to be my partner.
Yeah,
no one wanted to team up with Hannah.
I was filming Hannah watching this go down. She's standing on the side, and they're like, "Okay, everybody, partner up." And Hannah kind of like looked at this one girl and was like, "Oh, let's be partners." And that girl looked at somebody else and was like, "Oh, like I already have one. Sorry."
I started laughing.
I got stuck with the old chick.
Yeah, yes! Like everyone was backing away from Hannah.
We had went and did this last year. The guys did.
Yes.
And it was actually, in Hannah's defense, a lot more challenging than we thought it was going to be doing these shows. They do take it very serious. You could see the video of Hannah playing football to see how serious they took it on our Instagram as well with all those pictures of Homecoming Spirit Week. Just go to the Brett Mega Show on Instagram. But I heard I was the talk of the team. Like all the people remembered.
Yeah. There were some rumors spreading around you at that high school.
What do you mean rumors being spread around about me?
I just remember some dude kept yapping.
That was probably Brett.
Yeah, that's the guy I'm thinking of.
Well, he'll love that you brought that up, that you remember him.
Brett's the man. Put that on the cams. Brett's the man.
Yes, finally some respect on my name.
He brought you up multiple times too.
Did he really?
He didn't care that we were there. He
was like, I miss the guys.
Good. I have more audio of him talking nice things about me.
Wait, this is Brett, no?
Yep, that's
the guy I'm thinking of.
He grew a beard. Do you like it?
He would never stop talking. Yeah, he does look good. But he didn't stop talking. Shout out my man, Brett.
He's going to eat that up.
I mean, he did call me the man, but why did he keep saying I never stopped talking?
I don't know. He said it probably 20 times.
Yeah, that was like on repeat.
I think he liked my beard.
I think he liked your beard.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, I ran into our afternoon guy, and he hadn't seen me in a while, and he goes, man, you look really good with the beard. You look like a completely different person. I'm like, did I not look good before?
Was I ugly?
Yeah. If you want to see Hannah play Powder Puff Football and the guy who has a man crush on me, you can see it on Instagram. Just go to our Instagram, Brett Mega Show on Instagram.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood, a hashtag baby. Ready, so here we go.
So the beef between Drake and Kendrick Lamar has finally reached a legal verdict, if you will. And so if you guys remember a while back, I was telling you about how Drake was actually taking like legit legal action between Kendrick Lamar for the song Not Like Us, Kevin's favorite song.
Yeah.
So Drake was claiming that Kendrick paid like the big music companies to secretly promote the song. And like that's why the song was so successful. He was saying that Kendrick was giving like side payments to lower rates for viewership and consumption of the song. And basically what it sums down to, if you just look at it, was Drake was so butthurt about the diss track being so big and so successful that he tried like suing to save his name, basically. So if I thought for any second that Drake would have something to stand on, also in that case, he was suing Kendrick for smearing his name, but the judge was having none of it. The judge just dismissed the whole thing, saying that like the mass amount of profanity in the song makes it opinion based and not fact. So it's not like
what?
Kendrick was saying legit fact about the song. It's all opinion based. So the case didn't really have anything to stand on.
I never thought Drake was going to win. I did think when you like loosely call someone a pedophile, you are smearing somebody's name.
Yeah,
and
for
it does.
Sure.
I did feel like, and then even the way the album was promoted, it was like the same way they use like when they notify pedophiles in your community. Like everything felt like very targeted, but it was like, oh, I guess you could just say that and be like, I was just joking. That's just my opinion. He's kind of like it did feel very smear-y. But I did think that Drake had no shot of winning it, especially because Kendrick said those lines at the Super Bowl. So he said it in front of everybody, and they didn't stop that.
Well, womp, womp, womp.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
We want to call out some creepers here. 855-444-6342. So the phone number is 855-444-MEGA. If you want to call out a creepy guy. Because I didn't even think this was a thing. AB had told me a story about how a guy walked up to her, approached her, and just said, like, the creepiest thing ever. So let's call out some creepers.
Yeah. So I was going out to get some ice cream with some girls I met on the movie set I was on when I was an extra.
Oh, no, just plug the movie.
And have to plug the movie. And so we were all going to get ice cream. So we were like, okay, we're going to meet here at this time. So I drive there, I park, and I had to park. You know, I'm horrible at finding a spot. So I had to park way far away and walk in the dark to this ice cream shop. And as I'm on my way, this guy comes out of nowhere and like gets up behind me and just goes, can I get your number?
Shut up.
Ew. And I was like, wow. Trying not to be rude or anything. I just said, no thanks, and kind of sped up walking. And he kept following me. And he goes, well, can I give you my number in case you're ever in trouble?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's scary. Oh,
that's
and I was like, am I
ever.
About to get into some trouble? Yeah. And so I just walked really fast. I made it to the ice cream place. I made sure he didn't like follow me in there. And I was texting all my friends being like, okay, get here quick. There's like a creeper outside. And I didn't see him again, but I was just like, what?
I didn't even
that
think
is
this
so
was,
chilling.
Is this common or in, like, is this rare? Because I thought, like, you hear these stories, but I'm like, is this really a thing? Or is this just a few knuckleheads out there? I was talking to one of my friends, and she had been one of those people that competed in, like, those beauty pageants and stuff like that. And we were going to record a podcast. And our way to go record the podcast, I was like, we didn't drive together. She was a little bit ahead of me. And I was like, saw her walking, and it was like cliche construction workers going, what up, girl? Nice legs. And I'm like, no way that's real life. Like, that is the most cliche movie idiot line ever. And then I asked her, and she's like, yeah, all the time. I'm like, no way. Mm-hmm, and then this happens to AB.
It's pretty bad. The thing that happens to me quite often is I love to walk outside. And if I'm walking outside and like my song is like in between switching or something, or you know, if it's off, I can hear people like on the road, people honk, people yell.
No way.
So that makes me uncomfortable. So I love to have my volume at like full blast because I don't want to hear that. It makes me uncomfortable.
No one's ever honked because I'm hot. Ever.
Yeah, right.
They're usually honking because I'm not paying attention
to
the light.
Girls like to be respectful.
Oh, yeah.
And like, I just like, it is 2025. Like, it is crazy to me that people still think like, oh, that'll work on her. Like, what do you expect me to do when I'm walking and you're driving 40 miles an hour? Like, do you expect me to just be like, he's going to be my husband? Like, what?
Right. Well, exactly.
He's going to be my husband.
Is that what it is? We've just failed at terrible pickup lines? I mean, okay. AB, I'm just thinking, you know, I mean, okay. Hey, can I give you my number in case you ever get in trouble?
That was a great line.
That's so scary.
That's one I had never heard before. It really caught me off guard.
Right.
Might be one of the worst pickup lines ever. If a guy ever used a terrible pickup line for you, said something creepy, hollered at you, scrub style, like Hannah had said, let's get married while they're driving down the freeway, 855-444-6342. We want to call out some creepers here. 855-444-MEGA. If this has ever happened to you, or does it only just happen to like AB and Hannah over here? We're calling out some creepers. Let's just be honest. Men are creepy and they say the creepiest things. And I don't understand why they think to themselves, I'm going to use this stupid line and it's going to work. But they do. So what creepy line did a guy say to you? And you're like, I cannot believe this idiot did that to me. 855-444-6342. I'm hoping this will work as a PSA. That guys will all of a sudden hear this and be like, man, is that really what we sound like?
Literally.
Right.
Because some guy whispered to you, AB, what?
Yeah, some guy like ran up to me in the dead of night and goes, can I get your number? And I said, no, thank you. And he said, well, can I give you my number in case you're ever in trouble?
Yeah.
That's scary.
Right now, should I call you?
Really
now?
Weird.
You know, speaking of places to pick up somebody, Georgianne, you got somebody tried to pick you up where?
I was at Cracker Barrel.
No better place.
Land of love.
Yeah, that's where you pick up women. Yeah, like, hey, let's check it out, the Cracker Barrel and those rocking chairs.
Yeah, so I every year I swing by Cracker Barrel around Christmas time, get some stocking stuffers for my kids.
Respect.
And I'm just, you know, walking around the store, minding my business, and I suddenly hear someone right behind me, like right in my ear, say, excuse me, miss. And then I feel him grab my butt.
No way!
At Crackle Barrel?
I was in shock.
Oh, my gosh.
I was like,
gosh.
This is where families come. Old people go to Cracker Barrel.
And butt grabbers. That's why they changed the logo.
I wouldn't have suspected that.
They changed the logo, and then it's a guy grabbing a butt. That's the new logo, and it just didn't. People got mad about it. Yeah, it just didn't.
I was
didn't
in
stick.
My 40s. I was like, I'm not in a bar or a club. Not that that excuses something but at least there you're kind of on guard and expecting, you know, something like that might happen. Yeah, Cracker Barrel of all places.
Oh, yep. Thank you so much for the call. Got it. Can't go to Cracker Barrel anymore. Cassie, somebody used a creepy pickup line on you. What did they use?
I met all my friends when I was 18 in a parking lot to go to the fireman's picnic. To my car, and he said, "Hey, why don't you get out of your car and give me a profile?"
He's like,
ew.
He's like, I need you to do the work. You get out of the car. Who are you?
Profile? I've never even heard of that line either.
You're like a model. Oh my god.
20 something years ago, I married him. We've been married for, you know.
No way, it worked.
It worked.
No,
what?
See,
no,
your
I
husband
didn't. I didn't get out of my car.
Okay.
He grew on me in the coming weeks.
Okay. See, this is what guys think though. Then they think I could be that husband. There's like idiots think that way.
I never thought this
so
would
you're
work.
Saying there's a chance it worked on Cassie one day. That's funny, Cassie. Thank you so much for the call. Sue, what a weird pickup line did a guy use on you?
Okay, so this was a long time ago when malls were popular. And I was at the mall with my well, this was back in the 90s, and I was at the mall with my daughter. And we were waiting in line for like a pretzel or something. And this guy came up to me and started talking to me, and I could tell he was going to hit on me. And all of a sudden, the next thing you know, he tells me, he's a vampire.
That's what he said. Hey, I'm a vampire.
He's like, hey, I've seen Twilight. I know how this goes down.
He told me he was a vampire. Then he proceeded to give me his hotel room number and told me, you know, here's my room number.
What?
It was later.
Because I can only date you if you invite me in.
Right. Because I'm like, what am I, you know, I'm going to come by? You're a vampire? Yeah, that makes perfect sense. I'll be right over.
It's like, chicks dig, like, band guys, you know, guys in bands with tattoos and vampires,
yeah,
right?
Unfortunately, that might work on some people.
Yeah, like, oh my God. Guys, like, they tell all their friends, I met a real vampire. He told me to go to his hotel and everything.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit, which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.